Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. He says to them, look, as we go about our business, pray for us that the word may run as it's running with you. That's the idea of having free course. Running. The word running. The word was running in this city. Paul was not there. Silas was not there. Timothy was not there at this stage. And the word is running. It is running. It's like taking sprinter's legs and it's running into hearts. And Paul says, pray. Pray that what's going on there will happen here. Wherever we are, what we're doing, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run and be glorified, even as it is with you. What a prayer. That's a good prayer, you know. That's a good prayer for this church here in Greenville, that the word would run. I tell you, it's something extraordinary when you look back in history and you see basically the same things going on as go on at present, only it seems as if there's a greater impact. And the only difference is the word seems to be running. It's taken legs. And the Spirit of God is carrying the word with extraordinary impact in the lives of men and women and boys and girls. That's when the Spirit of God takes it and it runs swiftly. And Paul says you need to pray for it. You need to pray for it. Pray the word will run. Let it run. Oh, that the word would run in Greenville. Not just here in the Haywood Road, but every faithful church, every man who is truly preaching the word of God in truth, that the word would run. That our neighbours would be spared the trajectory of which we're going, all the pain and suffering of a world that is beginning to become more and more like the world Noah lived in before the flood. The word running.